across Newcastle. You're waking up with Megan Crevo.
He wanted to get a Woolies mud cake for his friend's birthday party. The better ones.
I have the figure of a woman who likes a lot of mud cake, let me tell you.
The Novos. Local Ads. New FM.
All right. It helps if I have the right buttons on. Good morning, Crevo.
Good morning to
you. I was like adamant. I was like, yes, I'm in the zone this morning. Nah. I'm going to kick the show off, first of all. Sorry. I'm going to hijack. Happy birthday to my best friend, Tim. He's not in Newcastle. He lives in Brisbane, but he listens to the podcast every day. So happy birthday. The first thing you got to hear is,
yes,
A, me stuffing up, which I know you love. And second of all, happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. I feel like I know Tim.
You haven't got to meet him yet, have
yeah,
you?
Yeah, through stories of Tim.
Yes.
It seems like a legend and a rock in your
exactly.
life.
Exactly. He's been my best friend for 21 years. We met at Lake Macquarie High in 2001.
Wow. It's rare that you get to have friends for that long.
I know.
So treasure that.
We became friends in art class, our first art class of U7, and we're playing like a Star Wars thing with our paint tubes, like lightsabers, and his paint popped open all over my brand new, like, white school shirt. My mum was pissed, and we became best friends.
A bonding moment.
Absolutely. Happy birthday. I love you. I miss you. We'll see you in like 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Nice.
Yeah.
What a great moment.
How was your afternoon?
Yesterday. Yeah. Good. I just went out and saw a couple of clients.
Nice.
Bought some more stock for the shop and worked in the shop. And
yeah.
It was a great day.
Yeah.
Such good weather.
Oh, it was beautiful, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, I napped.
He slept.
I had a big night of music bingo ahead of me. So
I forgot about that. Yeah. How did that go?
I won the first round.
Nice.
Very awkward though, because my boyfriend Steve, he was late, and I was filling in his card as well. So it looked like I was marking off two cards.
You're like one of those old bingo ladies at the halls playing two cards.
Luckily, it was my card that won.
Oh,
so that paid for dinner, which is good.
Awesome.
Winner, free chicken dinner. Great.
We actually can't beat that.
Yeah. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. I napped for like 3 hours yesterday. Still went to bed at 7:30.
Nap for life.
Ugh, all the naps.
7:30. Absolutely.
Kids and all that.
Yeah. Crevo, I'm going to live longer than you just because I sleep more.
Oh, what time does Big Dog go to bed?
Huh?
What time does Big Dog go to bed? 7:30?
I think it's like, I think it's before 7:30.
It's either 7:30 or 8.
After Jess goes after before
Big
Dog.
I'm pretty sure it's after ACA, so a current affair. So
8 o'clock.
You and Big Dog have a lot in common.
We do.
Yeah.
Best buds.
Hey, we're going to do a first Step 5 update with Jess.
For live and local news, there's only one. From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Now, Jess, I've got here that there's a leaked internal government document out. Where did you get that from?
I can't tell you that, Crevo.
Oh, sources. Confidential.
So do you know a person that leaked, like in the government that leaked it?
Of course.
Interesting.
Really?
Interesting. Give us more details.
Jeez, grab us that orange because things are getting juicy in here.
So this part of the document in particular has gone through all of the LGAs and looked at what will happen when things like power stations close, when coal mines close, and just what kind of impact that will have on people who work there. And for this particular part of the document that I have seen, looks at the Liddell and Bayswater power stations in the Upper Hunter, where $33 million in wages is going to go, more than 500 jobs are going to go and probably not be replaced. We've also got the Origin Energy's Eraring power station at Lake Macquarie and the Vales Point power station pretty much next door that are going to be shutting very soon as well. Unemployment is expected to increase by more than 6%, which is quite substantial. There are so many people, you know, who live down here who are employed further up the valley and vice versa at power stations and coal mines. And, you know, the impact that that is going to have is going to be huge. So, you know, we talk about this transition and it really needs to be happening quickly and people, you know, reskilled to be able to work in the renewable energy sector and all of those sorts of things. That needs to be happening quicker so we don't have unemployment rising by more than 6% and $33 million dollars in wages going.
Someone in the government's going to be very pissed that this leaked.
Yeah, well, hey.
For sure.
And they'll want to know where it came from.
Yeah. Well, switching gears, big congratulations to the Socceroos.
Yeah.
At the moment, three cheers for Matthew Leckie.
This is so good. So I don't know about you guys, but so many people on my like Facebook and Twitter news feeds have been up since the early hours of the morning.
Of course, they're all watching.
Watching this game that kicked off at 2 a.m. our time. Australia did score a goal, which was enough to get us through to the round of 16. Matthew Lecky, I don't know if you've seen the goal or not, but incredible. He took the ball from the halfway line, dodged all of Denmark's defenders and managed to kick it into the net. So we won against Denmark 1-0. We'll find out later tonight who we're going to be playing first in that round of 16. Obviously, if we lose, we're out.
Yeah.
But this is the first time since 2006 we've made it into the round of 16. First time ever Australia has won two consecutive World Cup games.
Interesting.
So very, very exciting.
Question, because you, Jess, you're the most sporty person on the, in this part of the team right now.
Very true.
How, like, what are the chances of Australia winning the World Cup now?
So we can play this.
Because we've won 100% of the games, right?
Well, no, we haven't won 100% of the games.
See, as you say, Crevo is not the sports minded.
That's
person.
Why I'm asking you. Like, what are the chances we'll win the World Cup?
I mean, it depends who we're going to end up playing.
As if we're playing Italy or something, it's not happening.
There are some pretty phenomenal soccer players on other countries' teams. I mean, if you look at, you know, the caliber of their players compared to us, not to downplay us.
Yeah.
We don't quite have that caliber.
It sounds like you're downplaying us.
You know what? Was it Bradbury?
Stephen Bradbury
this.
Yeah, we can do it.
I'm a fan of that.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's do that.
Slide into Raging Waters, Sydney. Tickets and season passes at ragingwatersydney.com.au. Win with new FM's 105 days of summer.
I've got to say, Crevo, happy first day of summer.
Oh my God, I didn't even realise.
It is here. Yeah, we've got tops of like 24 degrees, but still, hey, happy summer.
Yeah, I had my doona on last night.
Yeah, so did I. I didn't even have the fan on, I don't think.
No, it's freezing last night. Anyway. What weird weather chat? Who cares about that?
Let's have a quick look for the rest of the like week or so. Oh, Monday 28.
Okay.
Next Wednesday 31.
Ooh.
Interesting. Perfect weather to go to Raging Waters in Sydney.
It sure is.
Family passes up for grabs right across the workday, and of course with us. So we often open the lines 4967-4105 to just give your opinion on something.
If yeah, tell a story. That sort of thing.
Best caller on air every day scores themselves a family pass to Raging Waters in Sydney. How bloody good.
Oh, you take the family there, you're going to look like a hero.
Exactly. And I said, you stash it away for Christmas.
Oh, even
that's what
better.
I do.
Yeah.
You have that as one of the extra gifts that is hiding at the end. Oh, by the way, kids,
look
you forgot
this
one. Envelopes. Like, it just being a small envelope. Oh, we accidentally forgot this one.
You wouldn't notice.
Back in the day before I worked in radio, I palmed off so many things that I won as Christmas presents.
What was the biggest thing?
I gave my best friend, I won a double pass of Future Music Festival.
Nice.
And I palmed that off to him for Christmas.
Oh, that's a good gift.
That was like 500, because they were VIP tickets as well.
Nice.
So it was like 500 bucks worth. There you go. I look great. If you want to win, you can win with Tyler and Michael right across the workday from 11 a.m. But keep it locked with us. Get involved with the show on 4967-4105 to win your family pass to Raging Waters in Sydney, New South Wales' largest water park with over 40 rides, slides and attractions. There is something for all thrill levels. You can shop your tickets at ragingwaterssydney.com.au.
How perfect. Get amongst it. Get amongst the show and win.
I've never been.
Oh, well.
Maybe I need to hit the promo guy up for a family pass.
Or just hang back.
I'll just drop my name and see if I can get a free entry.
Go outside the room and be like, hello, it's not Meg.
It's not Meg. It's Jem.
It's Jem.
It's Jem Alexander. Yeah, that works for sure.
Across Newcastle. Waking up with Megan Crevo.
First night we moved in here, we had a great night, if you know what I mean. And then winked at me. So you're nearly 80.
The Novos. Local as. New FM.
Two things that you can't normally do at a sporting venue, Crevo, as a spectator. One is take drugs in.
Yeah, true.
And the other one is take even more banned substance, actual food. Because, God forbid, you don't spend $17 on a very cold and, like...
On a single chip.
I was going to say, like, very cold and food poisoning-inducing meat pie.
Yeah.
Well, this guy, originally people thought he was smoking a blunt in the crowd.
Oh, okay, naughty.
No, it turns out it was something completely different, and it was food-related. Very interesting. I'm going to give you the details on the other side of this.
Megan Prevost.
The Novos.
Now, footage came out about this guy at a sports game, a rugby game in the US, right? And the video basically looks like he's holding a lighter up to what looks like a blunt.
A big old blunt.
Big old blunt. Big old doobie. It was the State Tigers versus New Orleans, right?
Didn't catch the game, if I'm honest.
No. I didn't even know they did rugby over there, to be completely honest. I thought it was all gridiron and all that kind of crap. Anyway, they've zoomed in a little bit more on the footage and they've realised, no. He hasn't snuck a joint into this rugby game. He snuck a rib, like a beef rib, and he's lighting it up with a lighter to heat it up.
You know what? Sounds crazy, but not such a bad idea, especially if you got one of those, like, powerful little Zippos or something.
Oh, mate, the ones that are, like, you unclick them, they go shh, but yeah, they're really powerful.
Yeah. That'd be perfect.
The thing is, though, when you get a nice rib anyway, you want the nice char.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he's doing. He's heating the meat up. But I was just thinking, how many ribs do you think he has hidden away?
Well, one in each pocket.
Exactly. Well, I was going to say more than one, because they're not the biggest of ribs. They're like your short baby back ribs, possibly.
Okay, yeah. Still, though, what a delicacy, because the food, as you said before.
Yeah.
At most sporting matches, is absolute hot garbage.
Yeah, you've got your choice of hot dogs, chips, and meat pies. Mm. I don't know, what would they have over there, maybe? Not, meat pies wouldn't be a thing. Hot dogs and chips,
hot dogs,
definitely.
They're always selling hot dogs out in the stands.
Because I remember the last time I went to a rugby game. I went to Waratahs versus the Reds. And we went to the concession stand or whatever it's called and got a chicken burger, and it was the most driest, disgusting chicken burger I've ever had in my entire life.
And $40.
$28. $28, $7 for a thing of chips, and then $5 each for a can of Coke. So it was nearly $45 to get this shitty meal.
They kick you when you're down, don't
exactly.
They?
Exactly. Now, all I know to do now is shove a couple of ribs in my pocket.
Yeah.
Take them in, heat them up with a lighter.
And then, yeah, exactly. And then you're set with a gourmet meal.
Exactly.
For $0.
Could you imagine, though, being the people around him? If he's got, like, a really nice sauce or a really nice rub on those ribs and he's heating it up, you'd be smelling that going, where'd you get that?
Exactly. Obviously not the concession stand.
Yeah. I was going to say, because he might say, they go, yeah, I got it from over there, and they go and have a look. Because we used to do this to people all the time. When we used to go to the G back in the day, we used to take a stash of lollipops. And we'd keep them in my handbag. And people go, where'd you get a lollipop from? We go, we got them at the bar. And then all these people would go up to the bar and ask for a lollipop at the bar. So I'm like, what are you talking about?
Weirdo.
Yeah.
I like that.
It was unfortunate. But I never thought I'd see the day a guy smoking his own rib.
At a sporting
match. At a rugby
match.
Game in the US. Rugby, let alone in the US.
I know. None of that makes any sense. Hey, Meg, up next, I want to talk about, you remember Facebook brought out those, like, with Ray-Ban, the sunglasses you can video with?
Yes.
I want to chat about them next because they're heavily advertising them to me yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, okay. I want to chat more about
what
it.
What have
just
you
a
searched?
Well, good question.
Okay, details on the other side of this.
All right, so yesterday, day before, I was waiting in line at the post office, right, to do some posting, some parcels at Mayfield.
Yeah.
Big line. Death scroll Facebook for a minute.
As you do.
And this little, like, ad pops up or video, and I don't even realise what it's for or what's going on. I was like, oh, that looks like a nice dinner party.
Yeah.
I like dinner parties. What's going on here?
You love one.
Turns out it's an ad for those Ray-Ban Stories. You know, the... Like the glasses that creepily video people around
you. And connect into your Facebook.
Yeah, that's right. And they just cannot get it right.
No.
Because no matter how you looked at it, it looks like the guy was secretly recording people at his house.
Yeah.
You know, and it just doesn't matter how you spin it, how you turn it. He's inside, first of all, with sunglasses
on. You're spying on your friend.
Which is weird in itself.
Yeah.
People that wear sunnies inside, I'm always suspicious of.
Yeah.
And secondly, he's like, it shows the point of view of the video, right? And it's all his friends, and he's, like, secretly videoing them while they're doing other things.
I find it very creepy. It's like you have those on, and then you have, like, a Apple Watch on. You look like a spy kid.
You do. And here's the thing. I was thinking about, like, why is it sort of, why do they think it's okay?
Yeah.
It's because, if you think about it, Facebook is a company built on spying on people.
Absolutely.
And Mark Zuckerberg thinking it's fine.
Now,
and then trying to get away with it.
I saw this meme years ago, like stalking someone at their pool party over the fence, totally unacceptable. Stalking the photos from the pool party, totally fine.
You see? And that's what the whole...
Chicks in bikinis, very weird if you're creeping over the fence, but if you're just stalking them on Facebook, totally normal.
Seems to be fine.
Yeah.
And that's because this that company is built on stalking people and being fine with it. And that's why they thought this was a good product idea.
Yeah,
it's not.
We go on that pool party thing. This actually makes it very awkward. These are weird if you're going to a public place where people, like a nudist beach.
That's a thing.
For example. Very... Yeah, that makes me a bit uncomfortable, actually.
That you never know when... So, like, okay, granted, there's a little light that blinks, but you can't see that
you
in the middle of the day.
You can't see that in the middle of the day, especially if you're wearing sunglasses.
Exactly.
Someone anyway, else is wearing sunglasses spying on you.
I'm saying the Ray-Ban stories are never going to be a good product.
Absolutely not. There'll be security issues left, right and centre. Let's be real.
Yep.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Prevo.
He wanted to get a Woolies mud cake for his friend's birthday party.
The
better ones.
I have the figure of a woman who likes a lot of mud cake, let me tell you.
The Novos. Local Az, New FM.
Very exciting. We play 5 in 10 in just a few minutes. And
yeah,
if you're wanting to join in, this is your chance. 4967-4105. If you want to win in just 10 seconds flat...
Mm.
A $50 fuel card.
Now imagine, you've got to put fuel in your car anyway. You may as well win the fuel with us. Put that money towards something else. Christmas is just around the corner.
That's right. Hey, that's a good stocking stuffer.
Oh, imagine that. So giving someone a $50 fuel card, that's better than cash.
It is.
These days.
Get involved.
Not to mention you go in the draw to win those Raging Water Sydney tickets.
Of course, as
just
well.
By getting on air with us. If you're very creative with your answers, who knows? You could just double whammy this.
Scoop both of them.
Right?
Definitely possible.
If you want to play 4967-4105, in the meantime, good morning, Tyler.
Hello.
You were skipping in this morning with the news of the Socceroos, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, stoked.
High
Absolutely.
Energy.
I mean, yeah, I love it. Love sport. Woo!
Woo,
well done.
Yeah, sport, kick the ball.
Yep.
Fantastic. You know what, though? There are so many people who hate soccer, myself included. If they get into the actual finals, yeah, I'd actually be genuinely excited.
You know, Jess wasn't sure about them winning the World Cup. I reckon they could.
Yes.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Sport. Yes.
I actually used to play soccer, so I enjoy watching it, but not if it means setting a stupid 2 o'clock, 2 a.m. alarm or something like it was.
I played soccer in year 5 and 6, and we
sucked.
Yeah,
it's the same. Oh.
I feel so. Argentine primary school, I was on the soccer team. I was horrible.
I played for 8 years and only scored one goal, but you know what? It was the winning GF goal, so that was just, it counted.
You were just saving. You were saving your skills
exactly
for
right.
the pivotal moment.
And then I tell you what, when I scored, I cried and ran off the field.
Yeah, you did. That's how you solve any problem.
Exactly. Cry and run away.
Yep. Yeah. We're playing 5 in 10 next. 4967-4105. Let's do it.
The Novos.
The Novos. Megan Crevo.
5 in 10. New FM.
All right, it's as simple as naming 5 things in 10 seconds from the topic and category we give you.
Yes.
And you can win $50 worth of fuel.
Good little stocking stuffer.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
Or just fill your own tank.
Well, I was going to say, if you're
going
to be driving around the shopping centre trying to find a park, you might need $50 worth of fuel.
Just for that?
Possibly. Let's spin the wheel to get today's category. All right.
Ooh,
okay. Oh,
nice
this
one.
Is my favourite one.
Music.
Love this. Let's go to Donna in Raymond Terrace. Hey, Donna.
Hi, how are you?
Doing
here with the category.
Oh, the category today is music. So we're going to give you a topic related to music. Do you love music, Donna?
I do, but I'm not really good with artists or anything like that. But anyway,
oh, okay. Fingers crossed for you then, okay?
You never know. Good luck.
Okay, your topic is Ed Sheeran songs. You've got 10 seconds.
Oh, no, I don't know any. Yes, I'm so sorry.
Take a stab. Give us one.
Oh, no, I can't even think of the title.
Donna.
An easy one. You
thinking
could
out loud, yeah. Shivers, all the brand new stuff. He's coming
bad
to
habits.
Soon, actually. Let's go to Julie. She's in Swansea. Hey, Julie.
Hey, how you going?
Doing good. Are you a music fan?
Oh, yeah, but I'm a bit like the last call.
Well, fingers crossed.
Good luck to you.
What is the topic for Julie Crevo.
It is boy bands.
Okay, you got 10 seconds. Your time starts now.
What was it?
Boy bands.
NSYNC, Human Nature, Jackson.
Could have Backstreet Boys. Came to mind. Take that. Boyzone. Oh, dear.
5 seconds of summer.
5 seconds of summer. One Direction.
Take your pick.
Yeah. Well, let's wrap this up then with Belinda in Windale. Hey, Belinda.
Hi, how you going?
Doing good. You a music fan?
I am, yeah.
Oh, this could be your category. All right, Belinda.
Oh, I hope so.
Your topic is famous DJs. Your time starts now.
Oh, no. Oh, Tiesto. No, I won't get it.
No, Belinda, Calvin Harris, Joel Corey.
You could have had so many, Belinda.
David Guetta.
You gave it a really good try.
A lot of them we do play on here, unfortunately.
All the time.
Oh, well, it's back tomorrow then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better luck next time, Belinda.
Hey, on the other side of this, Crevo.
Yeah.
There's a police officer who's getting a bit naughty. She started an OnlyFans.
Now,
I never thought I'd see a police officer on OnlyFans, let me tell you.
There's a lot of people who will be Googling this right now.
Exactly.
Because there's a lot of people who fantasize about that whole situation.
The cop scenario. Mm. When you go to an adult store, that is one of the premium costumes.
Is it now?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. Oh. No, I've never dabbled in this before in my entire life.
Sure sounds like
never.
It, Officer Meg.
Turns out in the UK, if you're a police officer, you cannot be on OnlyFans under any circumstances because apparently it brings discredit to the organisation.
So there's rules against it,
apparently,
basically.
So this police constable, her name was Sam Helena, she's been reprimanded by her seniors at the Metropolitan Police after they discovered she had been going by the name Officer Naughty on OnlyFans.
Okay, so here comes the question.
Yeah.
How did they know?
Obviously, someone's gone on OnlyFans and gone, oh, hello. But the thing is, she started...
Is that somebody at the cop shop?
Well, this is the thing, though. She did have a TikTok a couple of years ago where she got reprimanded over as well because she was showing off her tongue stud, but she was wearing her police uniform. Oh. So I think a lot of people might have been following her on TikTok and then gone, okay... She's maybe promoted her OnlyFans on her TikTok and that on...
That's how they found it. That's what they're going to say in court anyway.
So they did actually suspend her. So she's dubbed herself as Good Girl Gone Bad on her OnlyFans.
Oh, my God.
And what she's done is she's gotten some of her old police uniforms and made them very sexy. Like, very risque.
Yeah, right.
Chains all over it with the police logo, all that kind of stuff. They did suspend her over it, though. And what they've done, and what she's done, she's gone, nah, see you as I quit.
Must be making bank. One of those people, one of the rare few that make bank on OnlyFans.
Exactly.
So she doesn't need the police salary anymore. Now,
yeah.
You were saying before, Meg, this is one of the classic uniforms
that
you get at the adult
cop.
Shops.
If you hire a stripper or an exotic dancer or whatever for like a bucks night or whatever, normally you got like sexy nurse, sexy cop, sexy whatever.
Yeah, well, cop's one of the few.
Yeah, I nearly bought the sexy cop costume when I was much younger for like a Halloween party.
I was going to say, what was that for?
It's basically like, Halloween party.
Okay.
But it's basically a skirt and two badges covering your boobs. That's all it was. She's officially quit. She's
I'm
not doing this anymore. They're saying that she demeaned the uniform by posing and pouting on social media.
Oh, my God.
No, she was
How
looking
ridiculous.
Sexy, babe.
Yeah, have you ever done a costume in the bedroom?
No, I don't think I've done
that. Would you like
off.
A man that does that?
Like a man who dresses up in a costume?
Yeah, like a fireman or something. Like,
I don't.
Come in here or slide down your pole or all that sort
real.
Of gear.
Let's be real. I'll keep that for the calendars. Like the sexy calendars, you know, you can get the sexy firefighter calendar. I don't find it sexy in the bedroom. I'm not a big role play person.
I'm not either.
No.
But some people love it, don't they?
Yeah,
there's a whole thing out there, obviously.
Well, obviously, if she's willing to quit being a police officer to do OnlyFans, she's making bank. Oh, on the back of this article, a nurse, She was reprimanded as well.
Same problem.
And she's like, she was making £1,000 a month doing 3 12-hour shifts a week. She threw in the towel, said, nah, OnlyFans, I make more.
£1,000 a week, probably.
Yeah, probably,
doing
all that kind of stuff. But if you want a sexy police officer.
Officer Naughty.
Officer Naughty.
Is there like a handle or something with OnlyFans?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
We just search Officer Naughty.
Officer Naughty. Her name's Sam Helena, by the way. So if you want to go follow her, she's doing all the sexy cop content.
They're local ads. And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Oh, look, we've got a parsnip. Or is it more of a carrot situation?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
All right, so yesterday on the show, we were talking about when you lost something, but it was just at home all the time, right? And we got this call from Katie. Tell us, what did you think you lost, but it was just at home?
Well, we made it all the way to Sydney for a Soundwave concert, and I left my ticket at home. We got all the way home to get it, and it was in my bag the whole time.
Katie, this is my worst nightmare.
Oh, my God, everyone was off it, because my husband had to come all the way back down to get it. All the way back up, and then I was looking everywhere, and I was like, I might just double check my bag, and it was there, and everyone was like, are you serious?
Katie.
What a nightmare.
I would have hated your guts, but then again, she said she didn't miss the concert, which was good.
That's the main thing.
Yeah.
But this is what I wanted to do here. Did you forget the tickets?
Yeah.
Or dobbing your partner? Because sometimes you need that ticket to get on, to get in, etc.
See, nowadays, a little bit more simple. Tickets are digital. But 5 years ago, that wasn't the case. If you forgot the tickets, you did not get in.
Yeah, that's right. Or maybe like for a flight or something.
Yes.
Absolute nightmare.
Yeah.
Here's the number. 4967-4105. Did you forget the tickets? Mm. Everyone that gets on the air today, in the draw... for a family pass to...
Raging Waters,
right? This is the water park.
First day of summer, my friends. Get
ready.
Oh, my
God. Everyone wants to go to this thing. It looks so good.
Yeah.
The rides are amazing. The slides, incredible.
There's no cool water parks in Newcastle, let me tell you.
No, this is it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is one of the best, like, water parks in the country.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's awesome.
Yeah, if you want to go, you got to ring us.
Yeah, tell us, did you forget the tickets?
4967-4105. You want to get involved? Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Did you forget the tickets is the area we move into here. After yesterday, our caller Katie said that she got to Sydney, thought she forgot the Soundwave tickets.
Yeah.
Turned out they're in the bag the whole time. She went back from Sydney to Newcastle, had to go back again.
Oh,
what a nightmare.
Not ideal. Let's go to the phone. Shane's in Farley. Hey, Shane.
How's it going?
Hey, good. Hey, when did you forget the tickets?
Well, it was actually the day of the Guns N' Roses concert at the Entertainment Centre in Newcastle.
Yeah.
And I actually thought I lost the tickets, so all week I was searching for the tickets, couldn't find them. Accused my girlfriend of taking the tickets off me after buying them on Buy, Swap and Sell as well. And then the day of the concert, I found them on top of the fridge.
Oh.
What a nightmare.
Oh, now, tell me how much sucking up you've done since then.
A lot. It's taken over 10 years. We've been together for 10 years.
Yeah.
And it was, a lot of sucking up after that. A lot of birthday presents.
Yeah.
Valentine's presents. It's been, she was ready to put me in the doghouse.
I think so.
It's taken 10 years.
Was she meant to go to the gig with you?
Unfortunately, she was, but she had to work.
Okay. So she's like, if you can't go, I can't go. Well. That might have been the mentality. Oh, well, as long as you've made up for your mistake.
I have.
Yeah, Dad, you have.
Dearly.
Good stuff.
Good story.
You know what? That is a key reminder. Always check the top of the fridge.
For anything.
For anything. I swear to God, half the time it's there.
A lot of people put so much stuff up there.
Yeah. Thank you, Shane. Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Tyler?
Do you guys remember this?
Laurel.
Yeah.
Laurel.
Yanni. There's a new one on the internet.
Okay.
Sending people into a spiral.
You said it, Crevo. It has sent people mad.
It's going to divide us, isn't
it? I'm
going
to reveal it to you next.
It's going to divide us. We're going to hate each other by the end of the next segment.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
Laurel versus Yanni is back.
Yeah, well, of course, we had the visual optical ones first with the blue or the gold dress. Remember that?
Yep.
Yeah, and then, of course, like you said, Meg, we had this.
Laurel.
What do you hear?
I hear Laurel.
At the moment, I'm hearing Laurel.
Laurel.
Me too.
Yeah.
But I can slightly hear Yanni. I guess it depends
on
the volume. I'm going to turn the volume down on a little bit. Ready?
There we go.
Laurel.
I still
Laurel.
Hearing Laurel.
Still yeah. hearing Laurel.
Weird, isn't it?
Okay, what
anyway,
have we got now?
There's a new one, the latest conundrum that has divided TikTok, a scene from Toy Story 3 between Ken and Barbie.
I've heard this.
Yeah, so I want you guys to take a listen to this and tell me what you think Ken is saying.
Oh, Barbie!
One more time?
Yeah.
Oh, Barbie!
Now, I know what he is saying, but I watched the video and I understand where the conundrum is.
Yeah, so...
The F word, yeah?
Yeah, people are thinking that Ken is crying out, oh, F, instead of, oh, Barbie.
Yeah, because she's ripping clothes up from
Toy
Story 3.
She's got him tied up and she's, like, tearing his shorts apart.
Yes.
Which is very raunchy for a Disney video.
Yeah.
Disney movie as it is. But, yeah, they shared the video online and it's got, like, nearly 40 million views and 65,000 comments that have set the internet into a spiral because people are thinking that he's dropping the F-bomb. But, obviously, he says...
Oh, Barbie.
Because it's a Disney movie for children, so there's no dispute there. But people are losing their minds saying they can't hear Barbie at all.
No, well, the thing, it's very interesting with these types of things because what you read is what you hear.
Yeah.
So if you see the F word written and listen to it, that's what it
sounds
like.
You're consuming it in that way. They also think that it's got a lot to do with the frequency that you're listening at, so that's why I thought maybe if I turn the volume down on it. Ready? One more time.
Oh, Barbie!
No, I still hear Oh Barbie.
I hear Oh Barbie, but then again, when I did watch it with the text on the screen, I instantly thought it was
I guess it depends on what device you're listening to it on as well. Like, if it's coming through your phone, it's a bit more tinny. I don't know, but the comment section's going mad, being like, I heard Oh Barbie the first time, and now I can't hear it anymore. All I hear are profanities.
Exactly.
All I can hear is the F word.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, ready one more time.
Oh, Barbie!
That's so interesting.
I can only hear Barbie.
Because some people are saying there's a hard K there, which I can't hear, but others
might
are saying that they can...
Might be a certain frequency, maybe.
Yeah, others
maybe
have
my
said
ears
that they
are
can...
just better.
Yeah.
Maybe you're more in touch. Maybe you've got supersonic hearing, Creepo.
Maybe.
That's definitely
your headphones
the answer.
Are quite... Well, you know what? He has his headphones quite low compared to me. Mine are quite loud.
Interesting.
Maybe if I turn my headphones down... Do it again.
Try it. One more time.
Okay, and if everyone's in the car, turn your radio down a little bit now too, okay?
Oh, Barbie!
What do you reckon?
I heard Barbie still.
Nah, I'm hearing the F word.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay,
what about this? What about this?
Laurel.
Still Laurel.
Still Laurel.
Thanks, Tyler.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Creebo.
He wanted to get a Woolies mud cake for his friend's birthday party. The better ones.
I have the figure of a woman who likes a lot of mud cake, let me tell you.
The Novos.
Hey, some sad news has just come in from the music world. Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac, she's passed away.
Oh, that's devastating.
Age 79, she passed away peacefully at hospital this morning, so obviously in the UK, following a short illness. So big love to her family and the fans right now.
Very
big
sad.
Big loss to the music world.
79's a pretty good innings, but still, it's always sad.
Yeah, music will always live on, so as I said, much respect to her family. Switching gears, I get a lot of ads on my Instagram for random things. And I showed you one yesterday, Creebo, that I was obsessed with.
You're like, oh, Creebo, look at this. I've got to get this.
I've got to get this. Now, what it is, it's a spatula tongs. So it's a pair of tongs with a spatula thing underneath that you can scoop things up with and then grab them with the tongs. Now, I love cooking. I love cooking gadgets. You looked at it and gone, this is ridiculous. So what did I do? I click through, obviously, to find out the price. $26.
Now, let me tell you, okay, so if you're struggling to imagine how it looks, right, it's the spatula tips, the bit that does the picking up, is that sort of brightly coloured rubber.
Yeah,
you
like
know those ones?
Bright green.
Yeah, and then where you have the tongs, the two bits that squeeze together at the end, in between is like a bridge of rubber, which is the spatula.
Now, I love this because if you're like picking up lots of things to have to turn them, this is perfect. I love it. I think it's great.
I've never used a pair of, I've never used a tongs and thought, I wish there was a joiny bit in the middle slowing this situation down.
I'm a sucker. It's a kitchen gadget that I don't have. I need it in my life. I do a decent amount of cooking at home.
Yeah. And you want to buy this? You're mad.
4967 4105. Should I buy the spatula tongs?
Or have
for $26? Or am I getting sucked into kitchen propaganda, if you will?
Meg, this, do not buy the tongs.
I really want to.
You won't use them.
Yes, I will.
It's a stupid gadget.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for a gadget. And then one day you're going to go, hey, Meg, can I borrow your spatula tongs? I know you will.
I will never ask for spatula tongs.
Should I buy them? 4967 4105. Help me waste my money. Best callers on air today. In the draw to win themselves tickets to Raging Waters in Sydney, Family Pass. 4967 4105. Help me waste my money. I don't understand how you think I'm wasting my money, Creebo. This is an invention everybody needs in their life, the spatula tongs.
Meg,
I'm obsessed. I think they're great.
Why do you think it's so good?
Because the thing is, I like to do things one-handed in the kitchen because normally I'm on the phone or I'm doing something else. Imagine, Creebo, you're making a thing of sausages. You're making a thing of scallops or something like that. You want to turn them all at once. You don't want to do the individual pick them up. No. You pick them all up with the spatula tongs and you dip them over.
Okay, this is the stupidest invention ever. $26 as well.
Yes, I've spent more on
They're
less.
Robbing you, Meg.
No,
because
you'll borrow it. No, I know you will.
You'll
send me a text message. You go, Meg,
no,
I need to borrow your spatula tongs. Can you hand them over the fence?
Not going to happen because for like $2 you can have a spatula and another $2 you can have a tongs.
But they're not together.
They're stitching you up.
Kitchen engineering genius at its finest, and I won't have you knocking the spatula tongs.
All right. Well, let's go to the phones and decide whether you buy them once and for all.
Yeah, Belinda in Windale. Hey, Belinda.
Hello, Meg. Hey,
I'm good, apart from Creebo dissing my spatula tongs. What do you think?
Yeah, he shouldn't be dissing them at all. If you want them and you can afford them and you think they'll work for you and you'll use them all the time, then you should get them for yourself.
See, this is the problem. I probably won't use them all the time, but
you'll
that'd be nice to have.
It.
If someone gave you spatula tongs for Christmas, would you appreciate them?
I would.
There you go.
All right. One vote for you, Meg.
Yeah.
One vote for spend your
Let's
money.
Let's go to Robbie in Charlestown. Hey, Robbie.
How are we?
We're good. Spatula tongs. Good idea?
You're a twat.
Thank you, Robbie.
Oh, my God. Come on, Robbie. If someone offered these to you, you'd try them, right?
No.
Really? It's a dumb idea,
no,
right, Robbie?
It's not going to work. You're wasting your money.
You know what? Time will tell, all right?
Bit of common sense.
Okay,
I like it.
We're going to round this out with Nicole in Thornton. If she says yes or no, I'm getting them or not.
Yeah.
Nicole, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Now, you are the deciding vote here about the spatula tongs. Are they a good idea or not?
$26?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
$26 bucks.
No.
See, I spent,
thank you.
You know what? I spent the other day because I really needed an ice cream scoop for cupcakes. I spent like $17 on a good quality ice cream
That's
scoop.
That's different, Meg. It's going to be a quality thing.
A good quality kitchen accessory is an investment.
But it's an engineering issue for these spatula tong things. If you could have put a piece of cake, you're going to get better on one side of it.
Well, this is the thing. In the video, in the demonstrational video, Nicole, they did flip pancakes and it
so
was actually
dumb.
Very seamless.
No, it wasn't. I look.
Yeah.
They've edited the video.
They have edited it. Thank you.
Well, it turns out
you're not buying them.
Thank you, Nicole. Apparently, I'm not getting spatula tongs.
There we
go. If anyone would like to buy me spatula tongs for Christmas, I will take any donations.
Deliver them to the station.
Yep. Where are we? Sandgate Road?
Yeah, you know, Google New FM Studios.
It'll be fine.
So easy.
I'm disappointed. I really wanted to buy them, but, you know. The listeners have spoken.
You've got to move on.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
The votes have decided. Hey, Meg, up next, we love talking about sports here on the show, don't we? How about this one, right? So this video has gone viral because this lady has drunk beer out of one of her body parts. I'll let your imagination run wild for just a minute there.
Okay. Details on the other side of this.
Everybody! How's this for a story? U.S. Marine Corps veteran Anika Hutzler took off her prosthetic leg during a Laker Pacers game just a couple of days ago and then poured beer in it and chugged the beer out of the leg doing the first ever leggy.
Is she secretly an Aussie?
I don't know, because I feel like she could do, you know, put it down with the best of them with shoeys like, here at it.
Her doing a shoey wouldn't be so bad because there'd be no...
No sweat,
no disgustingness in the shoe, but she's gone next level, going, nah, 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 let's take the whole leg off.
How American is this as well? The now viral stunt was captured on the Jumbotron at Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles. I mean, you couldn't make a more American sentence if you tried.
No.
But then...
Oh, no, unless it was Budweiser, then it's the most American thing I've ever heard.
Crypto.com Arena is pretty good too, though. It then improves and becomes more America.
Okay.
Because it says, when Hutzler was named fan of the game and offered a $100 gift card.
For what? Crypto?
No, for drinking out of her own leg.
Oh, my God.
So, of course, the video footage goes up on the big screen, you know, and everyone goes wild. And they're like, here, have a gift card because you've done something funny.
You know what? I'm surprised this hasn't happened before, but here in Australia?
Well, that's the thing. Like you said, the shoey is now iconic.
Yeah, because a lot of bands, when they tour here, they've heard about the shoey. They want to do the shoey. It's the most disgusting thing. I would never do one.
You never catch me doing
a
shoey.
No, I can't bring myself to do it. Like, I don't want to be a prude, but that is disgusting.
What amount of money would get you to do a shoey?
How much do I need? Let's start the auction. How much do I need right
now? $50 get you
Absolutely
to do a shoey?
Not.
100?
Nah.
200?
Nah.
500?
Nah.
1,000?
Nah.
2,000?
$2,000.
You got to drink.
$5,000.
$5,000?
To do a shoey for me.
$4,000?
Nah. $5,000 minimum.
4,800?
What about you?
Oh, you know, probably $500
really?
Or something.
Really? I hate the idea of taking a shoe off and the smell of the sweat, mixing that in with a beer or a vodka cruiser. Absolutely not. Drink responsibly if you're doing a leggy or a shoey this weekend.
A leggy.
Oh, my God.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
First night we moved in here, we had a great night, if you know what I mean. And it winked at me. So you're nearly 80.
The Novos. Local as. New FM.
Now, over the Christmas break, Meg, you were asking if maybe you could pick up a couple of shifts in the shop.
Yeah, so I'm taking a couple of weeks off from here, but I'm not the type of person who likes to sit still.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be doing a lot of Ubering and all that kind of stuff, but you're going to be away.
That's right.
And I've got retail experience. I thought, you know what, let's hit Crivo up.
Yeah.
Haven't done the retail thing for a long time.
This is an opportunity.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what, could use some help. That's probably perfect.
Yeah. You trust me, don't you?
Yeah, 100%.
Sure, yeah, good.
Absolutely. So.
Ask that question.
Oh, look, but what I thought we could do is I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions, like a mini job interview, to make sure you're suitable for the role.
To make it legit, you know,
you don't want
to hire someone off the street.
Yeah, or just, you know, it's be accused of nepotism as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what I'm going to do, mini job interview up next to see if you're right to work at Crivo's on Clyde Street.
Oh, this would be very interesting. Come buy a Persian rug from me, right?
Yeah,
Sounds
why not?
Good. Okay. I'm not prepared for a job interview, but
you'll
let's
be
do
right.
This.
You'll
I haven't
be
had
right.
One in a long time. You gotta go away.
All right, so Meg, you were talking about maybe doing some shifts at the shop. I was like, you know what? Let's do it.
Yeah.
But, of course, got to do a job interview
first.
Of course
you do. I'm a bit nervous because I haven't had a job interview since I got this job, so...
It's been a while.
Oh, it's been a while.
Don't be nervous.
Don't be paranoid. Don't be paranoid, okay?
Exactly. Yep. All right, here we go. First question. Tell us about your strengths and weaknesses, Meg.
Okay.
That's a classic job interview question. So I thought, let's kick it off with that, shall we?
Well, my strength is I'm very dedicated and, look... You know, I'm very paranoid about timing.
Yeah.
I'll probably, like, sleep at the store the night before so I'm get there on time. You know I will.
Yeah,
I'm not
that's
even exaggerating.
True. That's true.
The weakness, if someone walks in the shop, though, with a really good band shirt or something or a really sexy accent, they're probably getting 50% off a Persian rug.
Big discounts.
And possibly some freebies thrown in because why not?
You're weak at the knees.
Yeah, a little bit. There's strengths and weaknesses. Yeah.
Okay, I can accept both of those.
Okay.
Maybe not 50% off.
If
you can reduce that.
Persian rug, yeah, sure.
If you can reduce that, would be good.
I'll try.
All right, here's a couple of scenarios now. And I'll give you, like, multiple choice and you tell me which one you would pick, like how to solve it or whatever, okay? Number one, two customers are arguing over the same beautiful handmade rug. Do you A, get in on the action and set up betting in the shop to see who will win the fight?
Mm.
Do you B, throw it up in the air, whoever catches it, gets it, or C, find a similar rug so both customers get what they want?
It's clearly A. You know I like a bet.
Yeah, it's true. You love a slap.
Come on. Well, want to have a punt?
Okay, so you'd get in on the action. All right, okay.
Put them against each other, my friend.
I will note that down. Okay, we'll see if you get the job.
Yep.
All right, number two. A customer needs some help down the front of the store and you're at the back of the store.
Yep.
Do you A, grab a skateboard that you've seen and skate down to the front even though you've never ridden a skateboard? B, calmly walk down and see what they need? Or C, sit on an office chair and use the fire extinguisher as a sort of jet blaster to shoot you down to the front?
See, that's a very Brooklyn Nine-Nine thing to do, that last one. Very tempting, but it's clearly the skateboard. Like, I want to test the products, right, that I'm selling.
That's true.
Clearly.
Okay.
Yeah, skateboard. 100%.
Good answer.
Yeah.
All right.
Probably break a vase on the way down. Who knows?
We'll see. Funny you say that. A kid finds a Nerf gun in the shop and starts shooting darts at expensive vases.
Yeah.
Do you A, grab the other Nerf gun from behind the counter and start a Nerf war in the shop? B, ask them to leave the shop? Or C, grab some vinyl records and throw them up in the air like some sort of clay pigeon shooting situation, yelling pull as you frisbee the records into the air?
Well, I was going to throw the vinyl as a frisbee at the kid. Is that an option?
Option D.
Option D. Can I get that one?
Thinking outside the box. Yeah, see, I like what you're doing.
This is why. You want to hire me.
You're perfect. You've got the job.
Yes.
Simple as that.
Oh,
congratulations, Meg. You start today.
Legit?
Yeah, sure.
Serious?
Yeah, why not?
What time?
I don't know, 2 o'clock.
Okay, so if you want to come by Persian Rug from me, Career Roads on Clyde Street in Hamilton North, 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock today, Meg will be there.
How good. Oh, I'm excited.
Good.
Back in the resale game, right before Christmas.
Why not?
What am I doing?
Good question.
Mate, I haven't worked in retail at Christmas time since like 2013.
Well, you're in time to start now. With
Made
answers like that, you're on.
I've already got the shift. Hey, Love It or Loathe It is up next. Producer Tyler coming to the table with a daily topic. We decide whether we love it or loathe it. We've got 3 seconds to decide. Doing it next.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it. Love it. Loathe it.
This is the part where producer Tyler brings a daily topic to the table. Crevo and I decide whether we love it or we loathe it. What have you got for us?
Cockatoos.
3, 2, 1, go.
I don't even need to bloody answer.
Yeah, love
it.
I do like cockatoos. They're
I love
funny.
Them.
Comedic birds.
Yeah.
What about when they're on like level 3 or 4 of a balcony and hurtling pot plants off the balcony onto the footpath?
Oh my God. I have seen this video.
He's a very smart cockatoo. That's
he's a naughty cockatoo. That's
naughty cockatoo,
doing.
But a very smart cockatoo.
He's gone viral for sending pot plants hurtling off an apartment balcony in Melbourne CBD. Brown Cardigan shared the video of it yesterday. A whole bunch of pot plants just falling to the ground. Yeah, and like from like 3 or 4 levels up, so these pots are getting some speed behind them before they hit the deck.
And they're hitting cars.
Yeah, and then like, but then people are walking by. Like, it's in Flinders Lane in Melbourne, one of the busiest spots in the CBD, right? And then there's just this flying pot plants everywhere.
I have to admit, birds like to be jerks.
Thankfully, no one was hit in the head by a rogue pot plant. Could you imagine?
Could you
imagine pressing charges?
What do you do?
What's the insurance claim on that?
Exactly. Now, Meg, you've got a couple of birds.
Yeah, I've got 2 cockatiels.
What's the naughtiest thing they do?
So one of the things was, this was a couple of years ago, we've got lots of bells and all that kind of stuff in the cage. Anyway, one of them was just sitting there minding its own business next to a bell. The other one comes up, shakes the bell into its head, and then walks away.
Classic.
Just to be a cheeky little shit.
Jerk to each other.
What a
I love them. But I've shown you so many videos in here off the air because I'm obsessed.
Birds being jerks.
And it's the funniest thing known to mankind.
Well, a local cafe manager who works close by said this kind of behaviour happens every year. She said they mostly drop plants, but also socks as well.
Interesting.
Which, I mean, is going to be a lot less damaging.
Well, we saw in Sydney a couple of months ago the birds who were taking the bricks off the bins.
Yeah.
They're
so strong, aren't they? And you can see them just like using their beak just to like
push them off.
But someone from Western Sydney Uni said who actually specialises in urban bird behaviour. Can you imagine that as a job, man? You'd froth
that. Oh, mate, that'd be my dream job.
They reckon they've never seen anything like it before. They said it's bizarre and fascinating and the bird might have thought it was fun, but we don't actually know what they're thinking when they're doing it. So that's cool. birds are doing weird stuff and we can't figure out why.
The funny thing is,
it's kind of funny and cute, but it's also terrifying at the same time, right?
If you're nice to cockatoos in particular, they will hang around. But
you can't be nice to them from four levels above your head.
This is the thing. We were told, because we used to feed cockatoos at our old house in Bolton Point, if we stopped feeding them, they would attack the house and the wooden frames and tear them off. So maybe the people on that level have been feeding them.
And then they've stopped.
And this is revenge.
Rude.
Maybe.
Because crows are very similar to that. Crows, if you treat a crow horribly, they remember.
Yeah, but crows have got that crazy look in their eye, don't they?
I love crows.
Cockatoos, not so much.
I call them funky death omens. Funky death omens.
You've got nicknames for all birds.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
So this guy's gone through a checkout at Coles, right? Full trolley.
You're acting like a Karen.
Yeah.
And it's outrageous.
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
Having a chat to a friend of mine the other day, and she went on a road trip on the weekend with her kids. She's got a couple of kids, primary school aged.
Yeah.
Anyway, she sent them into Coles with their dad with $10 each to buy some snacks.
That's good.
Obviously, keep them entertained. Keep them, if they're eating something, they're not talking.
And there's a bit of a like lesson in here's your money, get your change, all
exactly.
that sort of thing.
Exactly, spend it wisely. You've got $10, you have to budget, that kind of thing. Anyway, they go in, you think, okay, they'll go to the chocolate aisle, they'll go to the chip aisle, they might get something really nice. Anyway, they come back in with the Coles bag and she's going, oh, what did you buy for yourself? One of them bought like chip Pringles or something and some M&Ms, blah, blah, blah. The other one, $10. What does $10 get you at Coles? A birthday cake.
That's hilarious.
Snack for the 6-hour car trip to wherever they were going, she bought a birthday cake.
Hope you got a spoon.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I don't think they did.
So how are you going to eat that? Just shove your hand in?
But
fist in the cake?
If you're a kid and you're handed a $10 note and there's a birthday cake, there was one of those sprinkle-covered ones.
Oh.
Of course.
In a way, genius move.
Yeah.
If you're a kid, you got cake for hours.
4967-4105. What did the kids buy with their own money that you just questioned?
A ridiculous thing.
Like,
when you're a kid, your logic is different.
Exactly.
You think certain things are a great idea.
You think a birthday cake for $5, absolutely.
I'll have that, but you're not...
Must have been reduced to clear or something.
Yeah.
Kids are bargain hunter.
You're not thinking, how am I going to eat this in the car on the move?
No, you're not.
The icing going everywhere. It's
exactly.
getting warm.
She didn't tell me how it went down. I think she was a kid bought a birthday cake. 4967-4105. The stupid things your kids have bought with their own money.
Yeah, because you send them off, you know, it's your money, do what you want. And then you go, what are you doing?
Exactly. Every caller who gets to air today in the draw for a family pass to Raging Waters Sydney. Hello, summer is here.
Perfect.
You definitely want to go. What stupid thing did the kids buy with their own money? 4967-4105.
Or maybe it was when you were a kid as well.
Because we've all done that too, haven't we?
Definitely have.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
We're asking, what's the stupid thing the kids bought with their own money? My friend was going on a road trip, sent the kids into Coles to get themselves some snacks. They had $10 each. One of them got some Pringles and some M&Ms. The other one bought themselves an entire birthday cake.
Which is hilarious.
Sensible.
I think it's so funny. But this is the thing kids do when they got their own money. Let's go to the phones now. Rachel is in New Lambton. Hey, Rachel, how are you?
Yeah, good thing.
That's the way. So tell us, what did the kids buy when they got their own money?
I took my four kids in actually with $10 each to open their first bank account. And they each got a little thin bank book to record their future deposits.
Right.
And my youngest daughter was four, and as we walked out the bank, she threw her little deposit book on the floor and said,
"How
do I get my $10?
You know what?
You used to get a money box back in the day, like a platypus money box or something.
Yeah, she totally didn't understand what was going on.
No, the poor sweetheart.
She thought it was all a waste of money. And you know what? Putting money in the bank does feel a bit dissatisfying.
Exactly,
even
when
to
you
this
get
day.
A little bank book out of it. I agree. Cherie is in Raymond Terrace. Hey.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, what stupid thing did the kids buy with their own money?
Oh, so my eldest daughter, who's now 19, when she was in kindergarten, she wanted to be responsible and take some money to go to the canteen to buy something. I said, okay then, fair enough. I usually order it. Well, that afternoon she came home with a pet yabby.
Oh yeah. My god! So who was selling yabbies?
Yeah.
Well, the local high school students went to the primary schools trying to raise money. They'd been breeding yabbies and they were selling them for $2 each in a little container.
Oh
my god!
Now, did you get stuck buying a tank now after all that?
I did eventually, but that afternoon, the yabby had to live in the vegetable crisper from my fridge. I pulled it out, cleaned it out, filled it up with water, and that was at home.
And your daughter was 17 at the time, which was weird too.
No. She's 19
now. Oh, right. Yeah, I was just doing a bit. Jeez. Thanks for your call.
Great purchase. I thought she was going to come home with like 15 tomato sauce packets or something.
Ridiculous.
Nah, live yabby.
Live yabby.
Yeah.
Extra good. What's the goss up next with producer Tyler? What's on the way?
The Bachelor isn't all that far away, kicking off early next year, but some of the rules have been changed and it's making it very spicy, so it could be good to watch.
All right, details on the other side of this.
The Novos.
If I don't see the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, what's the goss time? And it's time to talk The Bachelor, yeah, Tyler?
Yeah, obviously it's been confirmed hitting our tellies on January 9 after a pretty rocky start there, but changes to The Bachelor rules will specifically allow contestants to have some privacy to basically get their freak on for the new season.
Oh.
Apparently it changes up the game so much that the three bachelors, the three boring vanilla blokes, have called it the steamiest season ever.
So that, is there like a room then? Is it like, what was it, Geordie Shore? They used to go off to the pool house.
Oh, actually, I think you're right. Yes, it was like near the spa as well, Crevo.
Yeah, I mean, they used to do it in every room, but this was the room they could like close off.
That was like not like being...
Didn't have cameras in it, I don't think.
You weren't being recorded.
Yeah.
So, they sat down with Kyle and Jack and kind of let it slip that they're allowed to quote-unquote hang out in private. One of them said, obviously these days there's a consent chat that happens, so if you're still in the mood after a 40-minute chat of, you know, are both parties willing, you're free to go. Like, that sounds such like a wanker thing to say, oh, I've got to sit down for 40 minutes to make sure this chick's good to go.
See, I find it interesting this was never a thing in the past.
They were not allowed.
So I never really watched,
obviously,
to be honest.
Because Brittany Hockling, she's hosting the show at the moment while Jackie's away. She said she was very taken aback by the new rule change and said that things were very different in her season, saying it's very new to the franchise, very new to me. You're not even left alone on previous seasons. You couldn't even do anything if you tried because the producers would follow you and watch your every move. So,
now, there's one thing that concerns me here.
It's Big Brother Uncut all over again, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. The only thing that really concerns me with this, because at the end of the day, this is a competition.
Yeah.
To try and get the man of your dreams. Are some women going to give it up purely
probably
in hope that they are chosen at the end?
Oh,
that's my concern.
We'll see. The season starts on January 9th, so it's really not that far away.
And will these guys be flogs and say anything they can to get a bit?
Well, they look like flogs, don't they?
Has anything changed, though?
No.
I mean, they've ever done, isn't it?
Well, I think they're happy to get their social media back because they haven't had access to it for
it's
how
been
long?
Snatched from them.
Yeah,
months,
all of
them
into private and all that kind of stuff. No new followers for them.
Ooh. Mm.
Poor
what a disaster.
How horrible.
Also,
my heart bleeds.
I know, right? Get your violin out. In other news, obviously, Meg, you mentioned earlier, Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac has died this morning, age 79. She left Fleetwood Mac after 28 years in 1998, but returned in 2014 for tours all around the world that people just loved, right? It was just like the big return of Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Her actual name was Christine Perfect. She changed it when she married Fleetwood Mac bassist John McVie. I wonder why he didn't change his name. That would be the perfect duo.
That would have been
duo,
great.
Right?
Yeah, would have thought so.
But back then, you never changed it to the woman's name.
Not back then. Of course,
these days.
Yeah, I mean, you could. You totally could.
I would.
Especially with a surname like that, right?
If my future husband had the last name Perfect, I'd change it.
I would too.
Because I don't want to change my last name when I get married.
But Perfect, I probably could.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Oh, look, we've got a parsnip. Or is it more of a carrot situation?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
And right after us, 105 commercial free, coming up with Tyler. What's on the way?
Tones and I, Song of the Year.
In know what? I've been saying it's going to be sunny all day, and turns out it's not.
I was going to say, very fitting to be playing on the first day of summer because it's exactly what we've got.
Yeah, a little bit. Hopefully the sun can come out a little bit later.
Doubtful.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Hope so. Also this.
Nice. Well, I'm going to be rich after working at Crevo shop this afternoon. Do I get commission?
No.
Oh,
no.
What? If I sell a $6,000 rug, I get no commission. Is that what you're telling me?
We might sort something.
Yeah, yeah.
I reckon if you whack some of this on.
If this is on the in-store playlist, you know I quit, right?
You'll bring in all the customers.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'll walk out, then you'll have no staff.
Damn it, I need it.
Have fun with that.
I need it.
Newcastle's only blog, bad-free music. 105 minutes commercial free. It's hitting your radios after 9 o'clock. Now, you might have seen these photos going around on social media of Jessie James Decker, of her little ones. She's got three kids. And the photo is of them on a beach. And these kids, I would say maybe 5, 8 and 10.
Yeah.
Ripped, like abs galore, six packs.
5 year old.
Yeah, and that, you know what? A lot of people are going, you're training them too hard, you're doing this, you're doing that. Now, I was having a look at the photos. Now, I was a pudgy kid growing up. It's probably because I didn't do enough exercise, let's be real. Still am a pudgy adult. But if these kids are just, they like working out, I don't see the issue.
Now, here's the problem, Meg. They're too young to be putting on the protein shakes, working out the muscles.
But who knows they're on protein shakes?
Just look at them. Of course they are. They've got eight packs, Meg.
They love hitting the gym. They love lifting things. As long as...
The kid's in kindergarten.
Yeah, as long as Jessie James Decker isn't pushing them beyond their limits, I don't really see this as that big of an issue. You send your kids to sport every weekend.
That's
school
different.
Sport, all that kind of stuff. Like, I know some kids who do basketball, soccer, karate, three or four different sports. What's the difference between doing weight training?
And you can tell they're doing like hours of crunches and push-ups and everything.
It might not be hours, because kids are quite lean as it is.
Nah, look at their little, they've got six packs, all of them. It's ridiculous,
okay.
I'm saying.
4967-4105. Do you think it's weird the kids having six packs, doing like weights at the gym? I understand sport's a very important part of growing up, but is this weird?
I think it's weird. I think it's wrong.
I think, look, as long as the kids aren't being forced into doing something they don't want to do.
But look at them.
It's healthy.
I think they might be.
You know what? I think as well, a lot of the photos, because they're quite tanned as well, normally with the muscles, the tan brings out the muscles.
It's too muscly. They're too muscly. It's crazy.
4967-4105. I'm losing track of the number. Right or wrong, the kids having six packs.
And anyone that gets involved with the show today, just for your opinion, you're in the draw for a family pass to Raging Waters.
Yeah.
Megan Crevo.
Okay, we're talking about Jessie James Decker. She put a photo on her socials a couple of days ago of her three kids. They're quite young and they've all pretty much got six packs. They've got abs left, right and centre.
One looks like an eight pack.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if it is an eight-pack.
There's not an ounce of body fat on these kids.
Yeah, and a lot of people have been criticising her, saying you're putting the kids' bodies through too much stress, blah, blah, blah. She's come out and said, my kid's having a built muscle due to athletics. Why is that weird? Let's not pick and choose what we normalise regarding bodies and be accepting of all people and children. I understand that. And I think as long as they're doing it in a healthy way, she's not stressing them, all that kind of stuff, they're building, I would like to think, a healthy body image.
Yeah, but when I see it, I'm worried that she's overstressing them out.
Okay.
Like, I know she's saying, I'm not. But any mum's going to say that.
Yeah.
But behind the scenes, I'm worried they're, you know, on the protein shakes and lifting and doing all this. Let's go to the phones, though. Ben's first in Maitland. Hey, Ben.
Hi, how you going?
Great, man. So tell us, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, well, I tend to, my natural tendency is to support the mother's perspective. And I've had five children, three boys and two girls, and not saying that every decision you make is a good one as a parent.
Yeah.
You make mistakes and say it's okay to make mistakes and learn, number one. But I think she's got a point, because I'm actually a teacher as well.
Okay.
And one thing in a school system you have different forms of intelligence, and it's called Gardner's theory of intelligence. And well, there's eight or nine intelligences, and one of them is kinesthetic, which is hand-eye coordination, body movement, and those sorts of things. And that's additional to literacy and numeracy and music and a few other intelligences. So she's actually doing the right thing, because what she's actually doing, she's helping the children at an early age discover their competencies and their intelligences.
That's a really cool take.
The more you explore the intelligences, and the more experiences and positive social experiences you create for them, what they will do is they will develop and they will grow and they'll gain competence and expertise. And that's the whole point of education, and helping your children discover their specific intelligence is what the school system is actually all about.
Wow.
That's a really cool take, because that's
well
a side I haven't heard.
No.
A lot of it is right or wrong, but this is like a real educational-based response.
Yeah, and thought on the topic.
Really cool.
Thanks,
thank you, Ben. Let's go to Gab in Mayfield. Hey, Gab.
Gab's gone. Gab was blown away by Ben's response, like me.
Let's go to James in Charlestown. Hey, James. What's going on with our phones?
Oh, my God.
No.
Everyone has disappeared. Because you know why? Ben was too eloquent.
Yeah. We'll see if we get Kiani. Kiani's in Cays Beach. Kiani.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what do you think about this?
I think what you got to take into account is that there's so many kids out there that are so differently built.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
true.
Yeah, you have kids that are aesthetically, you know, like some athletes.
Yeah.
So they're going to have those, those body proportions in place already.
Yeah.
So being on sport and things like that, and then when these kids are playing sport, they're doing a lot of different drills to, you know, work on their muscles and strengthening. That way then they've got the ability to actually, you know, not have injuries and play the sport that they love doing.
Yeah.
But do you think pushing them to all have like eight packs and this ideal image is the right thing though, Kiani?
I personally don't. I don't think kids need to be doing weights, things like that. Their muscles and their development cannot sustain utilizing weights. But I don't have a problem with kids doing, like, as I said, drills and floor exercises.
Yeah.
To make sure that their core is nice and strong, so that they're not going to have back injuries. They're not going to have injuries, you know, if they are doing athletics or something like that, or surf life saving.
Okay. That's
I'm a big believer in stretching.
Yeah.
And as I said, doing floor exercises to strengthen that. But weight,
it's
not for the youngins.
They're way too young. They're going to end up, ripping, you know, ligaments, things like that as well, and just overusing those muscles at such an early age. So, but I think all kids should be doing sport in some way, and it's a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
But again, take into account that every child is different in their body shape. 100%.
That's a great point. That's a 100% great point. And I think, look, I think I was never saying sports are wrong.
No.
I'm just worried about
the whole pressure to maintain that body, which I understand.
And it looks like they're using weights.
It does. Obviously, they are. But you can't get that kind of muscle content on a body without doing strength training, essentially.
Yeah, weights.
The only thing I can think of is, well, maybe the parents do a lot of strength training themselves. Kids imitate what's going on.
Yeah.
Maybe they just want to join in, and this is the result. Who knows? But
everything
said,
in proportion.
As long as they're healthy, as long as they're doing the right thing, and sometimes mother's intuition is a good thing.
That's so true. Yeah. Hey, let's give away some passes to Raging Waters up next.
Yes, keen.
If you've gotten involved with the show at any point, it could be used to keep your phone on as we give away a family pass to Raging Waters in Sydney up next.
Slide into Raging Waters Sydney. Tickets and season passes at ragingwatersydney.com.au.
Win with New FM's 105 Days of Summer.
Oh, let's give away a family pass to Raging Waters. This is awesome. Imagine that. You're taking the kids down there. You know, they're so excited.
Yeah.
It's
fun
one of the great water parks of all time.
Exactly. School holidays made if
and
you go to Raging Waters.
For free on us.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Exactly. So every caller who gets to air on our show on 4967-4105, they go into the draw to win these tickets with us. We spoke to Cherie earlier about 40 minutes ago.
Yep.
and it's not going to play.
Here we go.
What stupid thing did the kids buy with their own money?
Oh, so my eldest daughter, who's now 19, when she was in kindergarten, she wanted to be responsible and take some money to go to the canteen. Well, that afternoon, she came home with a pet yabby.
Now, she probably went to school to buy maybe a sausage roll or a pie or something like
that.
But
that's what Mum thought she would buy.
Exactly. Well, we couldn't get her on the phone, but Sheree, you are going to Raging Waters in Sydney. Congratulations.
My favourite bit was afterwards she then told us she had to keep it in the vegetable cooler of the crisper of the fridge.
See, and then she had to go out and buy a tank for the damn yabby and everything like that. It's a pyramid scheme, isn't it?
These I know. Oh, God, pets are a scam.
Oh, absolutely. 105 minutes commercial free on the way with Tyler.
Still playing this song. And I'm not mad about it.
You know what? It's going to be one of the biggest of 2022, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down. End of year charts are coming. Spotify Wrapped is on its way, let's be real.
It's out today. I've already gone to my Instagram story if you care to see my music taste.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Who's your top artist?
Golden Features, a bit of Dorf. Ooh, I love a bit of filthy Dorf.
See, I'm Apple Music, so I'm not going to have a Spotify Wrapped.
Oh,
yeah.
Boring.
What else have we got?
Also this.
This also one of the biggest songs of 2022.
Oh yeah,
This was my Mardi Gras song.
Yeah, it was out earlier in the year,
yes,
wasn't it?
Was, yeah.
Still slaps.
Absolutely, Latta.
Another new one as well. Potential to be one of the biggest songs of 2022 as well. Oh, Peking Duck.
This is going to be the song of summer.
I think so. Yeah.
Peking Duck seem to have that like little thing of summer like bangers.
They're just so good.
They do it so well.
They've not made a bad song yet.
No, my favourite is Stranger.
Yeah, me too.
I blast that every single time. Summer road trip.
Perfect.
They can do no wrong. This is their latest with Circle Waves. Spend it on the way soon.
Absolutely. Love it. Newcastle's only block of Adford Music. 105 minutes commercial free. It's coming your way in minutes. Enjoy your Thursday, guys. We'll catch you later. Bye.
See ya.
Show's done, but it doesn't.